be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. We would like to say a few words of encouragement and hope to the relatives of the sick or elderly. First of all, do not despair like those who have no hope or faith in God. You must attend with all delicacy and patience to these relatives in need of help and understanding. Go to the doctors, but without forgetting that you must pray insistently for their health. Praying with perseverance can work miracles, because God always hears our prayer. But you have to be very patient, especially when they are elderly and have lost their memory or reason. Even when they are in a coma, we must continue to pray with perseverance, because God can perform miracles, or at least He can continue to bless these relatives abundantly through our prayers. Something also very important is to go to the priest when there is still time and they are aware, so that they can receive the sacraments of confession, communion, and the anointing of the sick. Do not leave everything to the last moment, when they no longer realize anything. In the last moments, family members should intensify their prayers. If possible, pray the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. To do this, use your Holy Rosary, and on the Hail Mary beads, say, "For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." And on the five Our Father beads, say, "Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world." Our Lord Jesus Christ promised St. Faustina Kowalska, "If this chaplet is prayed next to a dying person, I will interpose myself between the Father and the dying soul as a merciful Savior." Diary 140. Those last moments can be decisive for his salvation, but never wish to end his life piously by taking the serum or oxygen away from him. Be by the side of the sick person until the last moment and give him love and hope, trying to convince him to go to confession and receive communion if he has been estranged from God and the Church. You must be for the elderly or sick a light on their path, a hope to trust in the mercy of God, and a sign that God continues to love them despite everything. Don't forget to pray for his health. Jesus said, "He who believes in me will lay his hands on the sick and they will be healed." Mark chapter 16, verse 18. You must be instruments of Jesus. Remember the gospel passage where some relatives brought a sick person to Jesus. It goes like this. "When some people came bringing him a paralytic, carried by four men, but as they could not get the man to him through the crowd, they stripped the roof over the place where Jesus was. And when they had made an opening, they lowered the stretcher on which the paralytic lay. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, 'My child, your sins are forgiven.' He said to the paralytic, 'I order you, get up, pick up your stretcher, and go off home.'" Mark chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. The gospel says, "Jesus, seeing the faith of those men," who were his relatives. If they had not had faith in Jesus, the sick person would never have been cured. Therefore, go to Jesus and pray for the sick in the family. You can say, in the official prayers of the Catholic Church, there are prayers to bless the elderly and the sick, which can be made by their own relatives. Let's see some. You can make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the sick person as a sign of blessing, and you can place your hands on him with affection to express your love and pray spontaneously with the words that God puts in your heart in union with your guardian angel. Letter to a sick person. From the depths of my heart and with all sincerity, I want to say thank you for all that you suffer and offer to God for the salvation of others. You have the right to complain and ask God insistently for help, but think that if, despite putting forth all human and spiritual means on your part, God allows you to continue being sick, you must take your cross in your hands with affection and accept it without rebelling and offer it with all your love. Only in this way will your life be blessed. Only by accepting your suffering situation will you be able to save the world, uniting your pain with the pain of our Lord Jesus Christ. God and the angels are waiting for your positive response. Your ancestors and deceased relatives who look at you from heaven expect a lot from you and count on you for the great task of saving the world, and especially your relatives who need you so much. Therefore, you should not feel useless. You are valuable in the eyes of God and of all humanity. It doesn't matter if some don't value you. It doesn't matter if you can't work or earn money. You can save souls for God and be a great benefactor of humanity, and specifically of your family. Your brothers, sisters, and friends expect a lot from you. Don't let us down. We are counting on you. Continue with your cross until God wants. He has his ways, and he has chosen you for this great mission. Meanwhile, we will continue to pray for your health, because if it is in God's plans to give you health, we want his will to always be fulfilled. In health or in sickness, in life or in death, blessed be the name of God. Thank you for your example and your friendship. May God bless you always. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.